Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submission@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you could send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You could send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
We also have a class on December 20th, which will be at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be hosted by SM Harlow, and it will be on Tea Magic, which is going to be so great. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. She just released this amazing Tea Magic book, so if you guys have not picked it up and looked at it, I highly recommend doing so because... chef's kiss. It's a beautiful book. It's beautiful.
I don't have it yet, but I plan on getting it before the class comes out.
Yeah.
Something to refer to.
I like tea books because obviously I have a lot of dietary restrictions and tea kind of is super simple. It's just herbs and plants.
I like tea books because I'm a dying orphan. I'm a sickly Victorian ghoul.
I am a very sickly
Tell me more ways to use Victorian yarrow. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Guys. Maria is very sick. Let's leave her alone and be nice. No, I'm just kidding. It's not her fault that she was born during scarlet fever.
And it just stuck around. And then I married someone named Scarlet. So, I mean...
That's not destiny. I don't know what is.
But also... we will be in this episode also digging into our season 5 stuff. But first, before we get into that, we do want to say that we have opened up where you can leave us a voicemail.
Yes. Leave us a voicemail.
Yeah. Instead of writing it, you can tell us it with your voice.
You can be anonymous just like when you write it. You don't have to tell us who you are. Or you can let us know who you are so that way our listeners can know who's telling them their story. It's completely up to you.
Yeah. Sometimes, leaving a voice note is just easier. So
it really is.
It gives you this option.
Listen, this is a circle of life. We had the phone calls up until cell phones came out. Then everybody just wanted to text. And now if you're old as dirt like Maria and I, you just send voicemails or you call people again.
Yep.
It's fun.
But if you want to do that, our number is 351-207-0799.
Yes, call us. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear it. Season 5 is going to be so fun thanks to people like you.
Yeah. We want more ghostly stories. Ones that scare Robin, in our last coffee talk.
Like the last coffee talk. That was so scary. Isaac, I haven't forgot about you.
We are eagerly awaiting your stories as your next season.
We are. I'm also leaving all the voicemails as a surprise for next season. Except for obviously the one that we had previously, but we knew that that was coming, so that was fine. So yeah, fill us up. Oh, that, you know what? I take it back. I didn't mean to say that. I'm so sorry. I would like to. I'm going to see myself out now. Goodbye. Fill
us up. Frank, our editor on the other end, is like, hey.
What he's going to do is he's going to freaking clip that soundbite. Oh my god. He's gonna make it his ringtone.
Well, no. You know, you can change your thing so when your phone's plugged in, it says something, or you disconnect it. That's what's gonna happen.
That's embarrassing. My Discord username is gonna go from Robin Dumb Bitch Supreme to Robin Fill Us Up Supreme. Disgusting. Anyway.
Can I change your screen name? I think I can, right?
You literally have infinite power, my love. It's your Discord, too.
Yeah, but I don't know if we are obviously equals on the Discord.
On that note, shout out to Kitty, who makes our Discord possible. without you, we would literally die. Oh goodness. First mistake was giving me her phone number.
I like to envision Kitty as like those, you know, like superheroes sometimes like has the like tech guy. Like Kitty's our tech guy.
Kitty's our IT department. I broke the Discord again.
Well, I imagine her like, and she's in this like building filled with like high tech computers, and she's just like,
oh my god!
And she has like the red phone.
God, such an angel for putting up with me. Let's be real. I'm like, I tried to do something, and I broke it. And she goes, "Just this. I can hear the sigh through her text." Sorry. Love you so much. Thank you. Speaking of the Discord and stuff like that, Marie and I wanted to give you guys kind of an insight of what our plans are for season 5, other than obviously the voicemail stuff. We've got plans. I know that we give you guys plans every every mid-season break, or season break, not mid-season. The season is over. but we've been talking about just ways to improve things and stuff that we are excited about.
Yes.
So you want to tell them some of the stuff we have going on?
So, as you guys know, the tarot cards, starting like last episode of this season, we've gone into discussing like themes rather than individual cards or the like going through the whole sections of tarot like we did this season. And so I figured that'd be very fun and help us like learn about specific cards. And
I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, because it gives like a whole new insight on the cards rather than talking about cards individually, because when we talk about cards individually, we just kind of like, it's a general use. But
yeah,
bringing up themes gives it a unique spin where you can, as I said, see cards under a whole different light than what you originally saw them. And we should be like, we'll share like 3 to 4 cards each time, just kind of like ones that resonate with us the most. But I'm really liking it, and it's a lot of fun. So,
and going off that, the moon phase section, I'm going to add a layer or two. So as you guys know, we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how we can utilize them in our project. Hello?
Well, the podcast is a project. So, you're right.
You know what? I've never been wrong about anything, and I'm really glad we can agree on that.
Almost supremeness.
So I'm going to start picking one of the lunar phases every month, and on Patreon, we're going to have an adjoining spell to go with it. So hypothetically, we talk about, I don't know, the full moon in Pisces, and I talk about dream magic. I might do a simple, easy spell to help you prepare for kind of dream work. So that's my plan. I'm going to add that extra layer to it, so that way at least once a month we can kind of utilize the things that we talk about here on the podcast. And I'm hoping that will, I don't know, be fun and great. And
yeah.
We can add them to the Discord. You guys can send your spells as you do them, if you do them, etc. That will be very fun.
And also via the Patreon. So I've already released the tarot course. I believe that that was this year. I want to say that it's this year. Yeah, it might have been last year. But the tarot course...
I think it was like January or February, but I believe it was this year.
Yeah. The tarot course on tarot threads. And then I just released like a... Not a workbook, but a thing on the minor arcana, like digging into like the different descriptions of the cards and stuff like that. But I think... next year I'm going to do like since we're going off of the themes of this coming season, I figured to do like a tarot theme workbook.
That'd be so fun.
Be like, okay, love, you know, which card symbolize like love for you.
So that sounds really, really fun. I love that.
Thank you. So another probably 50 page article for me to type up.
That'd be psychotic about. That'll be so fun. But like, again, it's a good psychotic. I'm glad.
Thank you. It's just good. I do want to say thank you, Discord and Patreon babies, for being
we do talk about it, but we don't talk about it enough. Like how grateful we are for our Patreon members and the Discord community that we have with it. You guys are incredible human beings. Like, you know, the podcast aside, like we have a really great community there, and I don't know, it's filled with very good people.
yeah And like they're so patient with me pulling out these articles, because I was doing like mini articles, but I'm really like love digging deep into like certain things now, so it requires a lot more time and a lot more effort, so but yeah, if you're on our Patreon, do not forget that we have like tons of past articles. Don't just wait for one to come out. Like,
And actually, on that note, one of our Discord members, Erin, put together a resource center for everybody who is in the Discord, which is a like huge spreadsheet, like master library that has like all these subsections. It's constantly being updated of anything that we've talked about in the Discord before, recommendations, things people have talked about, read, etc. And it's got the resources all right there for you to go back to. So that's been incredible. So shout out to Erin for that.
Queen of our hearts.
We really do like we really do have an incredible community on Patreon that I can confidently speak for Maria and I both that we are very grateful for. It's hard to put into words how much we love you guys.
It's true.
To be corny about it.
No, we definitely
not to be the most annoying women on the planet about it, but it is true. We are so grateful, and we really do have this incredible community and all these incredible events and stuff happening that is just, it's really great and very active.
Yes. But do you have anything else you would like to discuss or anything?
I'm trying to think. Oh, one of Maria and my goals. Yeah, I was sat here going, we're forgetting something. I know we are. Next season, Maria and I have a goal that we are going to try to put all future episodes. So we're not going to backdate because that is almost 200 episodes. So starting moving forward, we're going to try to start putting episodes in full on YouTube with video. That's the goal. Obviously, there's probably going to be times where it's just going to be audio because, as you guys know, Maria is a dying Victorian child and I'm a very busy mother with a toddler. And so real life happens. And so sometimes we're not going to have video.
Because most of the time we're sat on this podcast, like, swamp people.
Speak for yourself. I'm just kidding. If you follow me on literally any social media platform, you know that that is a lie and that I'm lying. But that is our goal for next season. I think it's going to be really fun and great. Maria and I are both trying to brainwash our partners into getting us really great new cameras. I think we're going to be successful.
I would like a new camera, please. Yes, please.
So that is the goal. But I don't know. I'm excited about it. I think it'll be fun. And yeah. It'll remind you guys that we are flawless, perfect, and angels in every way.
It's true. It's true. So appreciate us. Anyways, so what are your winter solstice plans?
I am feeling a little chaotic. stuff going on in my personal life right now that we'll talk about at the end of the season. But because of that, my winter solstice plans are a little bit not etched in concrete like normal.
It's okay. That just means you have left room for spontaneity, and sometimes that's important.
This is true. This is very true. But I'm trying really hard. Like, we're really trying hard to set family traditions, you know, like our own family traditions and stuff like that. And so I am. Are you familiar with the pickle in the tree?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to do that really badly with my child. I think that they would love it. I think that it would be very fun. Basically, my understanding is you get a glass pickle, you put it in the tree, the first person to find it opens their first present. The present's first. And obviously, you would let the toddler do it. Like, I'm legally blind if I see it. You know what I mean?
One of you are going to know. Like,
right, no. Like, as an objective fact. but I think that will be really fun. And we're just kind of gonna do, like, for Halloween this year, we had done a family movie weekend, and we, like, got matching pajamas, and we had snacks, and, like, I'm kind of wanting to take that trend into Christmas as well, you know? And I just really want to focus on, like, I don't know, family and bonding and togetherness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's so important. So speaking of movies, I posted to Discord.
You posted them. Speaking of Maria being the most neurotic woman to ever live.
So I me and my family are absolutely bonkers for, like, holiday movies and stuff like that. So I have, like, a list of 50 movies and, like, TV shows that we have to watch, like, no matter what. Like, they have to all be fit in. So, like, starting, let's see, today we're filming this on the 22nd. Like, we've already watched, like, 5 movies on our list.
This is insane.
So we are going to go through that list, and we watch, like, I don't want to say we watch something, like, every single night, because that's not realistic, and some of them are just, like, TV shows, so we'll watch, like, an episode a night or whatever, but we love doing that every single year.
I think you're insane, but I love it so much.
Maybe I should probably post it to, like, Instagram or something, just so people get an insight.
Our podcast Instagram, and then people can.
I should. I'll have to duplicate the page because I cross them out on my iPad.
You're so killing me. You're lying.
I did save the original.
I save the original. I have a copy of the original. I'll send you an original of your own thing.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
I'm a giver. What can I say?
But first we start off by doing that, and then heading into the first, we usually, like, have a night where we do the whole pajamas thing, just like you guys do, and we watch, like, Elf, and we have, like, hot cocoa and, like, leftover sandwiches, like, with, you know, turkey, ham, cranberries, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and all that. But then
for me, our Elf is Arthur Christmas.
Oh, see, we watched that too. That's on the list. We watched that.
I love
closer.
That movie so much. It makes me cry every single time.
Every single time.
Without fail, at the end, when Santa, spoiler alert, when Santa realizes that Arthur is going to make the best next Santa and like mm-hmm. the meaning of Christmas, it like kills me. I'm like,
no, see, there's also the line that no matter what I laugh at for like 10 minutes straight is when the older Santa is in the boat and he's talking about getting slave fever. And he's like, Santa, from this time, like, all kids got was a sausage nailed to a board. I don't know why, but it's so hilarious.
The grandpa Santa is literally the comic relief that, like, kills me. There's not a single line in that movie with, like, definitely dementia-ridden Santa that, like, is not a 10 hilarious. Out of 10 in yeah. humor.
Yeah.
So good.
But yeah, and then a little bit closer to the winter solstice, we have our winter solstice eve like snacks mm. where I make a ton of like different desserts and like appetizers and stuff, and we watch like 5 of the movies that are on our list that night. Shut up, Robin. Anyways.
Oh yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm sat here going yeah, because it's not healthy. Crazy
it's good. It's tradition, actually. It's that tradition started with my grandparents, and obviously, yeah, there was way less movies on that list when they did it, obviously.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Maria, most of the movies on that list are in color, so
I know, like, we watched with my grandparents like Christmas Story, and then
my dad
and then National Lampoon's Christmas
every
Vacation
year. Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life, my dad without fail every year cries his eyes out to It's a Wonderful Life. And it wasn't until like 4 or 5 years ago that I had to explain to him, like, I don't know if he just like wasn't registering it or like what it was, but he didn't understand that the main guy in that movie was like going to end his life mm-hmm. and was like planning to like jump off a bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't like grasping that part.
Yeah.
And then he was like, that changes the entire meaning. And I was like, yes.
That's the point.
That's the point of the film, Father.
But witchy wise, like on the winter solstice, we go outside for a little bit and just enjoy the night of, like, you know, embracing the darkness. And I also light like all the candles in the house. I'm not even kidding, like every single one. We also mm-hmm. do that like midway between spring and winter solstice, but yeah. we also do it winter solstice to just kind of
see,
like,
for me, like, winter solstice is so much about, like, it's a yes, and it's about, like, when you look at it from like a witchy perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about the fact that the sun will return, there's warmth still, etc., right?
Mm-hmm.
And slowing down. And for me, that translates to like the warmth that is within your home and within your family.
Exactly.
in like a metaphorical way. Mm-hmm. And it's about creating memories and bonding. And I think that that in and of itself is a really sincere and deep form of magic that gets overlooked
mm-hmm.
because it is also mundane.
Mm-hmm.
And
you would think that, you know, like, it is a spell. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. I 100% think that that's what it is. And so I think it really is overlooked, and I don't try to overcomplicate it. For me, it's really about doing things like nurturing the fire of my family
mm-hmm.
and, I don't know, the bonds that we have with that. And I think it's really nice. And, you know, we, you know, once Christmas itself is over and we move towards things like the new year, like, all of our traditions are centered around stuff like, you know, bringing in good luck and like wishing each other well and just having that kind of closeness,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. So what you're saying is you're also a home and hearth witch like me.
I mean, I don't consider myself that. I really
I'm
don't.
I'm just teasing
yeah,
you.
But you're right. Like, when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, huh.
Yeah. No, it totally makes sense. Yeah. But I'm very much looking forward to winter solstice and all the celebrations and for New Year's and all that. Oh, yeah. Before we log out, do you want to tell them your New Year's Eve tradition? That's really cute.
Which one?
All of them, Robin, obviously.
Well, we were just talking about the one in the Discord recently, and I talk about it every year. It's the grapes, the 12 grapes. Mm-hmm. And eating, you get green grapes, and you eat one for every single month of the year to bring in good luck.
That's so
and
cute.
And my child is now of an age to kind of understand, in a sense, New Year's. So I have this plan this year. So I don't know if it was this year. I think it was last year. We, for one of our monthly boxes, we did these little bells. Do you remember them with like the pentacles on it?
Yep, yep.
And I'm going to get 12 of them and I'm going to put it on like a wooden dowel, like round disc thing and with ribbons and stuff, and I'm gonna have them. Yeah, I don't know if you guys did this, but when I was a kid growing up, you'd bang pots and pans together to like get rid of the bad energy and spirits to let it in the new year. Did you ever do that as a kid?
We just did. Well, I'll go into that in a second, but no.
it was like my favorite part of New Year's, and we would get pots and pans and we'd bang them. And he was like, kind of like scream and yell and be like, Happy New Year. And it was like my favorite. And so I'm going to make like basically like a tambourine of like
That's
pentacle
so
charms and like ribbons and stuff. So that way they can do their own version of that. Because I think that the pots and pans is maybe a little too loud for a small neighborhood. but
no,
it's still the same concept,
just go for
right?
it. Go for it.
I think it'll be cute. I think that they'll really like it, and they'll be like, I don't know, it'll be a really good way to kind of incorporate the stuff from my childhood into their childhood, and I don't know. I think it'll be cute.
That would be very cute. I love it. You guys are adorable.
Yeah, we're very cute. It's true. Many saying this. The results are in.
But so me and my family, we do... This has been a tradition on my dad's side of the family where we have, we do pork and sauerkraut, and the sauerkraut's meant to cleanse you for
psychotic. This is literally the craziest. This sounds like, come again.
Yeah, it's meant to cleanse you for the new year, and it does. But anyways, and then we started a new tradition of where I... where divination's kind of like involved in two different ways. Yeah. Well, I get like a whole thing of like fortune cookies and stuff like that and mix it up and have them pick out fortune cookies. I might try to make them myself this year. We'll see. That might be
very fun. I've heard they're not that hard to make. And
no,
I'm saying this with absolutely no experience, but I have heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do that and like also like pulling like a card each for us that represents the energy that we're going into before the year. But yeah, it's just so mainly exciting. Like another like feast day.
I love that though. I think that's nice.
Yeah, this really is all about like family togetherness and all that. And I even have like I think a champagne ritual too that sometimes I do on New Year's. I didn't get to do it last year, but it's fun. And I think it's somewhere on my Instagram.
When I was a younger woman, we would take the grapes that you eat and I'd poke holes in them and I would soak them in champagne overnight.
Oh my gosh.
And then roll them in sugar and then
you
would eat them that way.
Oh, I was going to say, did you make champagne jungle juice?
I did not because I was a classy woman. I'm just kidding. Who are we kidding? Those of my friends who are listening to this are like, girl, you used to drink full bottles of Carlo Rossi to yourself. Shout out Carlo Rossi. That is a gallon of wine for $5. And yes, the hangover did accompany it.
Champagne hangovers are the worst hangovers.
Oh, I didn't drink champagne with that.
Oh, okay.
Carlo Rossi was pink wine, baby.
Oh, okay.
No, not rosé. You heard correctly.
You're talking about pink, the box wine, right?
It is not box wine. It is a glass gallon. Of, I will send it to you after this. It's horrible. Anyway.
I know what to gift you.
Please do not. Please, God, do not. Lord, not good. It was so bad. I don't even know how I survived my 20s. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So
same.
Bad.
Same.
I, for some reason, thought that, like, box wine was, like, trashy, but my Carlo Rossi wasn't. All Carlo Rossi is, like, bagged wine that has been put into a glass jar.
Exactly.
It's the exact same thing. Like...
just 90% sugar, like it's
fine. Pure sugar. It was horrible. Anyway, I'm getting off track. I think that's all we have to talk about today, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episodes. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or even on Spotify. If you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part 2 exclusive episodes, have a spell of the month box, and a Discord full of fun events. All of this keeps us funded and keeps us going. So we appreciate all our Patreons so very much for supporting us and keeping us going.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.